Right. Ready to dive into some really fascinating material. We've got this collection of notes and links, even some audio and video file.
Oh, wow.
All about linguistics and philosophy and biblical passages, would you believe it?
Interesting combination.
Yeah. And the project that ties it all together, it's called Ocean Remixed.
Okay.
And it's the brainchild of someone named Ocean Duran.
Ocean Duran.
Yeah, and they seem to be really into neurodiversity and creative expression.
I see.
From what I could tell online, so.
Mm. Where do you think we should start with all this?
Well, one phrase that that pops up again and again is, in the beginning was the Word.
Right.
From the Gospel of John.
Yeah, I know.
And Duran created a ton of, like, remixes and interpretations of it, even some music.
Oh, wow.
Based on that one line.
That's pretty powerful, that statement. It's resonated, you know, throughout history.
Yeah.
From a theological point of view, like, it establishes this concept of the Word or Logos as, like, a divine force. But philosophers have also thought about what it means, you know, for centuries.
And it's really interesting how Duran connects it to concepts like Logos, but also things like ethos and pathos, even kairos.
It's
like they're doing a rhetorical analysis of the text, but in this really unusual way.
That sounds like they're taking a multifaceted approach to understanding this, huh?
Definitely.
To really get what they're doing, maybe we should actually hear some of their work.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I've got a clip ready here from one of the Ocean Remixed audio pieces.
Okay.
Let's see what we're dealing with here.
All right.
Pretty unique, right?
Wow. Yeah. Very evocative, blending, you know, spoken word and music. And it's almost meditative.
Yeah.
You can feel the layers of thought even in that little bit.
Definitely not your typical way of looking at the Bible.
No, not at all.
And then get this. Duran takes each verse of John 1.
Okay.
And links it to a different branch of linguistics.
Oh, wow.
They're using the text as a way to explore, like, language in general.
Ambitious, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
But language is how we understand the world, right?
Right.
So to look at it through something like John 1 could be pretty insightful.
Absolutely. And they don't shy away from the complex stuff either.
Okay.
To illustrate morphology, they talk about the Chukchi language.
Chukchi.
Yeah, spoken in Siberia.
I've never even heard of that.
Yeah. And what struck me is why they chose such an obscure language, you know?
Hmm. Well, Chukchi is known for its really complex word structure.
Okay.
Single words can have tons of prefixes and suffixes all packed in.
Wow.
So it's like a lot of information in just one word.
Yeah.
Makes you wonder if Duran's suggesting that by looking at these lesser known languages, we might find deeper meanings in language itself.
That's a great point. It's like they're saying we need to go beyond just what we know.
Yeah.
To really understand the full scope of human expression.
And that ties back into their interest in neurodiversity, right?
Yeah, I see that.
Like, maybe they're saying that different ways of thinking, including those outside the norm, can unlock, you know, new perspectives, new understandings.
I can see that connection.
Yeah.
And then for phonetics, they bring up the McGurk effect.
Oh, the McGurk effect.
Yeah. Have you heard of that?
Of course. Of course. It shows how what you see can change what you hear.
Right.
Like, you hear one sound, but you see someone saying a different sound.
Yeah.
And your brain hears a third sound altogether.
It's crazy.
Really shows how our senses work together, you know?
Yeah.
To make sense of the world.
Really makes you wonder what's real, huh?
It does.
What I like is that Duran uses these really concrete examples to explain these concepts, you know?
Yeah.
Not just abstract definitions.
It shows they can connect these complex ideas to real experiences.
Yeah.
Which is so important for communication and learning.
Absolutely. Oh, and another interesting thing, they point out that classical Chinese relies a lot on word order for meaning, unlike languages like Chukchi.
Right. That's a big difference between analytic and synthetic languages.
Okay.
Classical Chinese is analytic. It uses separate words for grammar.
Okay.
But Chukchi, being synthetic, packs it all into the words themselves.
Mm-hmm.
This makes me think Duran might be saying that even within language, there are totally different ways of making meaning.
Yeah.
Right.
And that each approach has its own beauty.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It makes you wonder how much our own language shapes our thoughts.
It really does,
And how we see the world.
Big questions there.
Huge questions.
Makes you wonder if thought is even possible without language
right.
to structure it.
Yeah.
But moving on.
Okay.
Let's look at the whole Ocean Remixed project.
Okay.
What do you think Durand's trying to do with all of this? It
Yeah.
seems like it's more than just analyzing John 1.
I agree. It's like they're creating a whole new way of expressing things,
Bruh.
mixing academic stuff with art, spirituality,
Yeah.
personal reflection.
It is fascinating how they use these recurring themes.
It's Bruh. Like water, light and dark, transformation.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like those represent different parts of knowledge.
You know, the water thing really stuck with me.
Yeah.
It's so, I don't know, multifaceted, like knowledge.
Right.
Water can be good, you know, life-giving,
mm-hmm.
but it can also be destructive and chaotic.
Exactly. It's like a metaphor for what knowledge can do.
Yeah.
It can change us, make us better.
Yeah.
But it can also challenge us, make us rethink things.
And speaking of challenging assumptions, Durand talks about consuming the world to understand it.
Yeah. What do you make of that?
It's such a strong image, right?
It is.
Like, knowledge isn't passive.
Mm.
It's something you take in, process, make part of yourself.
Like food, almost.
Yeah. It made me think of that,
uh-huh.
how we savor food, the taste, texture, all of it.
Right
to
there.
Really appreciate it.
Maybe Durand's saying we should approach knowledge that way, too.
With all our senses.
That's interesting.
Engaging with it.
Maybe they're pushing for a more, you know, hands-on way of learning.
Yeah. Not just thinking about it.
And that fits with their interest in neurodiversity, right?
Definitely. Like, definitely.
Experiencing knowledge in different ways.
Yeah.
Not just reading about it.
They're really challenging how we think about learning.
Yeah.
And acquiring knowledge.
Absolutely.
You know, there were a few things that really jumped out at me.
Okay.
Like, Durand keeps mentioning this anarchitecture thing.
Right, right.
What do you think that's about?
It's pretty cryptic.
It is.
But I think it has to do with creating a space for different kinds of expression to exist together, interact.
Okay.
Like a mix of ideas, perspectives, even art forms.
It's like a coral reef almost.
Yeah.
With all its different life forms, all connected.
Right.
Maybe Durand's saying knowledge needs that kind of environment.
To thrive.
Where lots of voices can be heard.
It makes me think of their own work.
Yeah.
How they mix all these different elements.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're making their own anarchitecture.
Within Ocean Remixed.
And then there's those notes about organize, DNA, W-A-Y.
Oh, yeah, that one.
I have to admit, I'm a bit lost on that one.
Me too. It feels like a code or something.
Hmm.
A secret language.
Maybe they're saying information is in our DNA.
Oh, wow.
It's waiting to be unlocked.
That's deep.
It fits with their focus on how we process information,
yeah.
but on a biological level, you know?
Yeah, it's pretty mind-blowing.
And then the stuff about life, death, the afterlife
yeah.
really makes you think.
It does.
Durand seems to be saying death isn't the end,
mm-hmm.
but a change, a transition,
okay.
and that maybe if we embrace all of life,
yeah.
even the end,
yeah.
we can understand our place in the universe better.
It's an idea that's found in a lot of spiritual traditions.
Right, but Durand seems to approach it from a more personal place.
Yeah, not just quoting scripture.
Sure.
They're using their own insights, poetry, even science.
To make sense of these big themes.
It's like they're inviting us to join them on this journey. To question what we think we know about life and death.
And to come to our own conclusions.
Right.
That's powerful.
You know, I'm seeing this theme of transformation throughout Durand's work.
Oh, tell me more.
This embracing of change. Fluidity.
Okay.
It's in the water metaphor, the way they mix different disciplines.
Yeah.
Even in how they talk about language and neurodiversity.
Yes. That's a great point.
It's like they're saying that learning itself is transformative.
Hmm.
We're not just collecting facts.
Right.
We're changing how we understand ourselves and the world.
That's a great way to put it.
It's amazing how Durand puts all these different pieces together, you know?
Yeah.
From that Chukchi language to the McGurk effect and that organized stuff.
It really is.
My brain is like buzzing with connections.
What I find so fascinating is how they blend that academic analysis
yeah.
with personal reflection, even art.
Mm-hmm.
It shows the power of creative thinking.
Right.
You know, finding those connections. Makes you wonder if Ocean Remixed is like a new kind of digital storytelling.
Yeah, like a personal knowledge map or something.
Exactly. Yeah. It really challenges us to rethink how we learn, how we create, how we share knowledge in this world where information's always changing.
This deep dive has really given me a lot to think about.
Me too.
We've covered so much, linguistics, philosophy, neurodiversity.
It's amazing, bro.
The nature of knowledge itself.
And we've barely scratched the surface of Durand's work.
I know, right?
There's so much more to explore, more connections to make.
That's what makes this so exciting.
Absolutely.
We've learned some amazing things.
We have.
but it feels like we're just getting started.
That's the beauty of a deep dive like this. Yeah. It's not about finding all the answers.
Exactly.
It's about asking the right questions and being open to what we discover.
So to our listener, we'll leave you with this.
What can we learn from those neurodivergent perspectives?
Yeah.
About creativity, learning, communication.
Big questions.
And how can we create those spaces, real and virtual,
yeah,
where those ways of thinking can thrive?
Duran's work shows us that knowledge isn't just in books.
It really does.
It's everywhere, waiting for us to find it.
As long as we're open to new ways of seeing things.
Exactly. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, keep diving deep.